Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
Hi, I'm Ronald Cooley of Ronald Cooley's Creepy House. By law, I'm required to inform you that I am a convicted sex offender. Not only in the state of Indiana, but also in Ohio, Maryland, California, Wyoming, and with a trial pending in Texas. But please, don't let that stop you from enjoying
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House. A spooktacular haunted trailer that'll make you shriek in horror. Ronald Cooley's Creepy House will test out your gag reflexes with over 5 rooms of ghoulish nightmares.
Hey friends, it's Ronald Cooley again. I apparently forgot to mention the rape charges. That's right, I'm wanted in the state of Idaho for aggravated rape. Again, please don't let that stop you from visiting Ronald Cooley's Creepy House. Parents, just drop off your kids. You don't need to stay. In fact, no adults are allowed.
The living room of lost youth. The hallway of blacked out memories. And beware of the demonic slithering snake. He'll spit his creamy white venom in your anus. All of these frightening attractions and much more at Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
A felony. I was charged with licking women's armpits in public.
There.
Please, don't let that stop you from coming to Ronald... What? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I was convicted in 2003 of selling Cambodian babies on the black market. Wasn't even in this fucking country. I operated out of Europe.
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
It's Friday, October 29th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Snot Dice, plus two stupid fools in their trail of candy tears, and it's the most wonderful time of year for child molesters. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show. Kick it.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Hudson back here with you to end the week with the Big Friday program. I'm going to kick things off today with a fucking bombshell. This is going to rock your world. I have indigestion. I'm so worked up over this. I can't believe it. And this is all thanks to DB listener James, who sent a link to a Tonetta interview. Now, I'm... A, pissed off that Tonetta will not talk to me, but will talk to some fucking retard online magazine called Artist Advocacy or something, some bullshit pseudo-intellectual crap. At any rate, I am the one to give Tonetta exposure. He has gotten so many listeners because of me, not because of Artist Advocacy. They don't know who he is. They're readers or whatever. So stupid. So Tonetta is kind of on my shit list right now. But that's not really why I'm discussing him today and why I'm so worked up. It's what is contained in the interview that has got my balls in a twist. Now, I've been playing Tonetta music for years now, it seems. And I think we can all agree that he is an A1 class DEFCON 5 super freak. He's always prancing around, pretty much nude or in women's clothing, singing just disgusting songs.
I want a man to blow me, stick his hand down my pants, finger my asshole, and jerk off my big fat cock. I want a man to blow me, take my load every last drop, and fuck me. You know, shit like that, right? You would think he's gay, but apparently he is straight as an arrow.
I can't believe that for a second, but apparently, according to the interview... it's true, and I'm going to put a link on the show notes today so you can read the whole thing. It's a fascinating read, I guess. What really interested me, though, is buried deep in the interview, actually towards the end, the interviewer asks, are your friends and family aware of Tonetta? The answer that Tonetta responded with, They're all aware of it, and I didn't even tell them. The first time I went on YouTube, my nephew subscribed to me right away. He said, hey, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. And after that, he told my son. His Tonetta has a son. It's a fucking freak procreated. Who is now about 35 years old. And then a couple of school buddies found out. My whole family and any friends I have, they all know. The follow-up question was, do they like it? Well, they're still listening, except for my son. He doesn't listen anymore. He doesn't like what I'm doing. He likes the music, but he doesn't like my method, seeing his father wearing a dress. He said, you're embarrassing me. I don't see that at all. He's so sensitive. He can't tell his friends, hey, check out my dad on YouTube. They'll ask what I'm doing in a dress. I've been called so many things on YouTube. Queer, fag, but I'm not. And that's the crazy thing about it. It's not crazy. You're prancing around talking about how you want to suck dick. And, you know, you're wearing a dress, pointing at your ass saying, stick it in my pooper. Yeah, we're going to think you're queer. He continues on. They actually think I'm gay. Shocker. I've got two boys, and I was married. If I meet the right girl, I'll get married again. I like pussy. If I have the choice, I'll take tits. A gun to his head, he would always choose tits. I like the female body. I've never been with guys. He's never been with guys! And the final question was, so, what was the inspiration for your songs about guys? And Tonetta responds, well, for example, there's this one called Glory Hole or something. This guy emailed and asked if I could write a song about his experience. I never knew about that stuff until he told me. Yeah, Tonetta's so innocent. So I wrote the song about that and he loved it. Some other guy said, write me a song and make it as filthy as you want. That's what we all want. That's what's so great about Tonetta. It's just the disgusting filth. So I wrote Gold and Brown Showers. We played that on the show. And that's about piss and shit. And that's never happened to me, but it makes a good song. Not radio friendly, but it does make a good song. Got a lot of people watching it. You can't believe everything people write. Some of them are just nonsense songs. As for being with a guy, I've never been with a guy. I've got a whole bunch of guys who would want to be with me, but they're not girls, so forget it. So there you go. The legend of Tonetta continues, and I have mixed feelings about it. Now, I feel like I'm more intrigued than ever about him. But on the flip side, I'm starting to see he's more like me than I would like to admit to. In that he just sort of talks about all this crazy stuff. In his case, he sings. And I, you know, play clips and talk about stuff, but we're very quite normal. I do my show in a dress and panties. But anyway, take a look. This is his music. Here's Tonetta.
This song goes out to Trashy Davis and Van Love.
What the hell that means?
Yeah. Your pants came off, but baby, I said no, 'cause that little thing has got to go. Yet you talk to me and send flowers. I only wish your dick matched your hug power. Small cock, big heart, your meat is trash.
Small cock, big heart.
But your love is art. Although your cock is small, I know your heart is huge. I love your body, but I refuse to ignite the fuse.
There's Tonetta singing about a small cock. Well, I know what this song is. I know that introduction, even though all of his songs sound the same. Here we go. Sing it with me, everyone.
Yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Ah, this is such a good song.
The only slice I truly like costs more than a buck or two.
I actually am quite disappointed to find out that he is straight and not into golden showers and scat and all that other weird stuff. So there you go, Tonetta. Just another update for you. I'm sorry I don't have the name of the person who sent this in, but I gotta say thanks to Lazy Boy. Apparently, in one of his animations, there was a little Distorted View shout-out. Well, not really. There was a cartoon he did about Halloween, and I guess one of the kids' names was Tim H. So thank you very much, Lazy Boy, for the shout-out. And finally, if you are not Sideshow members, you missed a call from Glenn Miller yesterday. He's calling into the voicemail line. Now, before the program today, I thought I'd call Glenn and see what was up. You know, return the call. We're playing phone tag now. We're good friends. He wasn't in, though. He's very busy. The elections are just days away. Is this the election that he's a part of? I hope so, because I'd like to get him on the program. Maybe on Monday's program, that would be a good call. Right before the elections. This will give him a little boost. I don't know why more candidates won't come on this program. All right, I've got a couple short clips here for you. The first one is of a man orgasming, and then the second clip will be of a female orgasming. And these are massive, massive cum shots. Take a listen. It's getting close. Here it comes. Alright, wait a second. Now, I should mention, this is real, alright? This is a scene where, it's like a group sex scene where there's like, I don't know, 10 or 15 guys, 10 or 15 women, they're all fucking. This guy happens to blow his load. Has one of the most unique orgasms I think I've ever heard. Everyone there is laughing at him. He's speaking in tongues. Shabashiki. Alright. Calm down. All the women are laughing at him. And now the second clip. This is a Japanese girl who has a very sensitive clit. Now what's interesting here is the guy who is doing this to the Japanese girl isn't fucking her. He isn't really doing much. She has her panties on and he's just sort of playing with her cunny through her panties. She's revving up now. They just turned her on. Catch your breath there, honey. Okay. That is not hot at all. Ladies, I want you to try that next time your guy is pleasuring you or trying to pleasure you. See what happens when you go dur, 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 and see if he continues, if that has any effect on him whatsoever. Monkey Mungi. Unga Bunga. It's fucking Captain Caveman. Unga Bunga. Oh god, here she goes. She's gonna take off. She's doing the majority of the slapping of herself, by the way. This goes on for 5 minutes, so I'm just going to fast forward a bit. Now she's straining to take a shit, it appears. Someone's constipated. Push it out. I hate that when you push it out real hard like that. And then, just a pebble comes out. Plop. It's annoying. Fast forward a little further here. He likes it rough. Good girl. She may be retarded. All right, and then finally, let's just fast forward one more time here. A lot of the same bullshit. Well, that's different. What the fuck was that? Yeah, I think she is retarded. All right. Thank you. Crazy Japanese girl. I can't stop listening, though. I want to hear what comes next. All right. I gotta stop it. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, help support the program. It's only $5 a month, very inexpensive, or you can pay for a yearly membership. That's $50, which is like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 1,000, probably nearing 2,000 at this point. I've lost count. So you get full access to the archive, plus every week we do new content for the Sideshow as well. Extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, that type of stuff. Sign up right now. Support the show, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Japan. Uh-oh. You know it's going to be some weird sex stuff, right? A 59-year-old elementary school teacher is in trouble after it was revealed that he had created and used, quote, sexual harassment dice to decide punishments for misbehaving students. So I'm assuming what that means is, you know, if the child rolls a 3... he will receive a Dirty Sanchez, little shit mustache. Snake eyes, obviously that's rape. I guess that's more sexual assault than sexual harassment, but whatever. A guy can dream. The 59-year-old teacher at Ogi Elementary School apparently had 3 dice. One with signs marked with the words hug and forgiven, another marked with kiss, snot, and forgiven, among others, and the third marked with snot and forgiven. Students who forgot to bring something to class were forced to roll one of the dice. The teacher has apparently admitted to kissing one boy and acting as if he would put snot on a girl. He nicknamed the dice the sexual harassment dice. I made the dice while playing with the children. The first 2 dice were for boys and the third was for girls, the teacher has told the Board of Education. I apologize deeply for my complacent teaching methods. Okay. I guess the most amazing thing about this whole story is that the teacher started using the method of punishment 5 or 6 years ago, and no one said anything. All the while not being stopped by his superiors at the school he worked at. I don't know if they knew about it or not. Children complained, or if this was the first time. I guess if I was a child, I would complain if I was snotted on by the teacher. Call me a tattletale, I guess. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from California. What is that noise? Oh, God. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Retard Choir for your enjoyment. They are singing all about California.
California, California, oh, California, oh, here I come. I went to the set of General Hospital, General Hospital.
Okay. No one cares.
Tonight.
Is that canceled yet, General Hospital? You know that's still a television program. All right, yes, the story comes to California. Officers arrested 2 burglary suspects and recovered stolen property after following a candy trail that led them to the crooks. On Tuesday... imitating the Asian girl there. On Tuesday at around 8 p.m., Modesto police officers were called to the Best Electronics business after the alarm went off. When they got there, they found the window smashed and saw that a candy dispenser machine had been stolen. Some kid is having the best Halloween ever. Officers reviewed surveillance cameras and were able to see the pickup truck used by the robbery suspects to flee the location. Later that night, an officer spotted the pickup truck driving near 2nd Street. When they pulled the truck over, they noticed spilled candy in the bed of the truck. Suspicious. The 2 suspects inside of the truck were detained and questioned about the burglary. Later, when officers searched the home of one of the suspects, they found a candy trail. like a fucking cartoon. They found a candy trail leading them from the door of the house to the candy machine. The suspects, 29-year-old John C. and 28-year-old Dusan Aranda, were booked into the county jail for commercial burglary and probation violation. So, there you go. Final story we have for you today. A lot of kids are going to be trick-or-treating this weekend, and if they live in Utah, you might just get a special treat from sex offenders because they are allowed to hand out candy. Brilliant. I don't think that's common. I think in most places, sex offenders have to stay indoors, lights off. No kids around. Yes, trick or treat. It's a phrase that a lot of kids will be saying, but you may be surprised whose doorbell your child could be ringing. Sex offenders! Dun, dun, dun! This is written just like a local news story. Turns out, sex offenders are free to give kids candy. While other states have restrictions on where offenders can live and what they can do on Halloween, Utah does not. I actually have a local television news report about this subject. These are great because they actually talk to some pedophiles. Take a listen.
I'm not the type of person that the registry says that I am.
Yeah, it's all a big misunderstanding, see?
In an ABC4 exclusive tonight, Halloween is just a few days away. Parents are getting their children ready to trick-or-treat.
But we've uncovered the possibility your child or children could be knocking on the door of a registered sex offender. ABC4's Kelly O'Hara is live in Salt Lake City tonight. Kelly?
Freaking out every single fucking parent in Utah.
Turns out sex offenders can carve pumpkins and, get this, give out candy just like you and me on Halloween. And while some states...
It's almost like they're people.
Giving treats to kids is illegal. Not here in Utah.
I do it for the magic of everything. I don't do it to...
Yeah, that... Okay, that is a a sex offender. I don't know if he's a pedophile. I don't know what he was charged with. But doesn't that just sound like a sex offender? I don't do it to be creepy. I do it for the magic of the season.
I do it for the magic of everything. I don't do it to lure children and...
Normal guys don't say shit like that. Why do you give out candy? For the magic of it all. I like to see the smile on children's faces. No, we hand out candy because that's what we're supposed to do. It's a pain in the fucking ass. Kids ringing the doorbell for hours on end. Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
I do it for the magic of everything. I don't
This guy loves it, though. He loves little kids ringing his doorbell.
I do it for the magic of everything. I don't do it to lure children and to take advantage of a situation.
Called an opportunity.
Every month we go to a different part of the valley and
cop
do
Lady cop.
Sex offender registry checks.
Days before Halloween, Unified PD's SVU out on the street.
Dun, dun.
Making sure these guys on the sex offender registry are staying out of trouble.
The problem with the list, I think, is it doesn't say what their crime actually was.
Detectives Faulkner and Lopez
Useless.
Tell our cameras about issues they see with the sex offender registry.
Some of these people, they don't really deserve to be on the registry.
Another issue, a potential problem with Utah's sex offender laws.
In this state, there's no requirement that you can't give out Halloween candy. There's no requirement that you cannot live close to a school.
What the fuck is the list for? You're put on this list and little kids are welcome to your house. You can give them candy. You can live right next door to a school. I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? So stupid. All right, you get the idea. In Utah, you can give out candy if you are a sex offender. That's pretty much it. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Do me proud. Don't be fucking dumbasses. Speak to me, please.
Hi, Tim.
Just thinking about your penis. I want to suck it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Hi, man,
that would be an example of a dumbass calling in.
Hey man, this is Low Hanging Dykes. I think I thought of maybe a fun game we could play. Like, we could call it, you know, I think I spotted Cheryl, right?
Okay.
Cheryl Mikowski.
Right.
You have the sideshow members, you know, take pictures of hideous old people that they see in the Walmart and the Cracker Barrel and such, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
And we email them to you, right? And you pick out the best one that you get throughout the day and use that or like through the week.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
And use that as the album artwork, you know?
It's like People of Walmart, Cheryl Mikowski edition. I will say this, though. If you are friends with Cheryl, or Rills, as I call her, on Facebook, a lot of people do send in photos of Cheryl encounters that they feel like they've seen Cheryl in the wild, so they'll take a picture or whatever. So there's a lot of pictures of her out there. Back when I was in Ashtabula, I believe I took a picture of her in a pizza shop.
Yo, Tim, I was thinking, there's so many shitty B-rated actors out there who will do anything for a few bucks. They're like yourself, except for at one point they were actually famous.
Ouch, that hurt.
I was thinking advertise the story view or just for shits and giggles. Offer some of them, most of them have Facebooks or whatever, say, hey, I'll send you $20, here's a $20.
I don't like that idea, it's going nowhere.
Hey, when Bea Arthur says that Premarin's made of horse urine, is she joking?
No, she's serious.
Timothy, Stevie Henson. Good to see you, Dave, here. I'm on my way to the flea market right now.
It's so, funny. Whenever I read Gawker, I always read, like, Gizmodo and Kotaku and Gawker. I always see Get Him Steve Dave leaving comments.
Right now, so I can increase the size of the hoard in my house. But yes, it's actually now a noun and not just a verb. And I thought I'd tell you a story about my cats from today, actually. I went into my car to go to the ATM late at night, and I get in my car, start it up. You know, I honk the horn in case there's a cat underneath my car from the barn. The burn. And I'm about a quarter mile down the road, and I see something moving next to me. And it turns out one of my cats was asleep in the back seat of the car. And as soon as I took off down the road, she decided to wake up and then tried to get out of the car. And all the windows were up because it's cold. And yeah, it was fun. So, jagoo!
I'd love to see video of that.
Hi, this is Shane. I used to live in Vermont, and I sent you two bottles of Moxie stupid bullshit.
Yes!
I know it tastes like the ass crack of nothing, but you know what? I went through your town like 3 years ago, and I really wish I would have been able to stop there and talk to you.
Thank you so much for the Moxie, by the way. It's I had wanted to try it. It doesn't taste good at all, by the way. It's an acquired taste. Old people, I think, like it. But one of the Moxies is in my collection, so thank you very much. And the next time you're in the Columbus area, stop by.
Oh, Timothy Henson, this is Michael.
The Distorted View Museum.
Oh, Timothy Henson, this is Michael McDonald calling you. I love the way you sound when you sing my song. I want you to come over my house and fit me all night long. This is Michael McDonald. Yeah.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
No.
I just called in to say fuck the police. Thank you.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Hi, Tim. Lifetime member of Maine. I will call myself Shit It Out. I was just listening to NPR, and they played the clip of the Japanese. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. So I'm afraid a lot of your stuff is now mainstream.
Yes, that's what happens, and that's okay, because we featured that how many years ago? And, you know, eventually all that stuff catches on. You just, you guys are all ahead of the curve. Because you're my
friends. Hey, Tim, it's normal life. Long time no talkie. So a station wagon is like Renee Zellweger on... wheels, man, you crack me up.
That's a Tim Hensonism right there.
I assume you've gotten your copy of Alchemy and are enjoying its awesomeness. Looking forward to hearing some clips from the latest from Joe Hedges at the end of the show.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you later.
I gotta say, I love Joe Hedges in that first album with Telescope Eyes and whatever. I can't remember the name of the album. That was great. I do tend to like July for King stuff a little more than Joe Hedges' stuff, per se, his solo stuff. But I haven't downloaded it. I just got an email saying that it's available on iTunes. So if you haven't checked out Joe Hedges' new album, Alchemy, you can download it right now for $9.99 on iTunes. Support him. He's been a great friend of the program, letting me use his music. And I've been a couple times I wanted to get him on here and interview him, and then I just sort of dropped the ball on that. But I don't know if he would like to talk about cum farts, because that's the type of interview I would like to hold with him. He probably wants to talk about his music and his art. I'm more interested in knowing what type of porn he watches. If he's ever heard gay fisting porn, I would play some of that for him. I don't know. I don't think he'd be down for that.
Hello, Tim-a-thon. I was thinking that...
Furthermore, I really wish people would write songs about Distorted View. You know what I mean? Like... Ty did that great song, and then Corey sort of did some mashup stuff, but I think it's time for a new Distorted View song.
Hello, Tim-a-thon.
I wish I had more talented listeners.
That you want to watch anime, and you want to know what any good anime is worth. Watch anything by Studio Ghibli, anything by the recently
Studio Ghiblets?
Satoshi Kon, or...
I watched a couple episodes of Monster. That's an anime thing, right? And that was pretty good. The problem is all these shows are... established, and I'm like walking in and I don't know what the fuck is going on. Bleach was another one, but I have a friend who sort of tells me what's going on, I guess. Some of them are a little too much for me.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickley, and I had a really, really, really bad freak moment last night that made me realize how much of like a fucking psychopath that I really am. So I was in the ER last night because reasons. I was like sick and stuff. Anyway, there's a woman there who broke one of her ankles and sprained the other.
You have a sore cunt, huh?
And
you fuck a little too much, you little whore? Got a sore pussy,
the doctor
huh?
coming in and telling her that she would need to get surgery for the other ankle. And she started crying and, like, freaking out, and I just laughed. I laughed.
You're a monster.
Really bad. Because
you're a
freak. It was really funny to hear her in pain and, like, so fucked up and stuff.
Oh, you should have recorded that. Good audio. I love... Sometimes I think my lady freaks, you know, are members of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse, are even more horrible of people than my male listeners. You know what I mean? They're just vicious bitches. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official house website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Looking to get away every now and again, right? Escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Well, take a listen to this. Hi, my name is Louis Richard Marigold II, but most people know me as Satan. You know, when I was cast down into the fiery pits of hell, I looked around and I said, I'm sitting on a golden opportunity here. That's why I've spent over $13 billion turning hell into a tranquil vacation destination. Unwind! Relax! Let my pus-seeping disease demons pamper you in our state-of-the-art resort. Listen to that. Peaceful, isn't it? Shut up! I told you guys I was going to be taping this commercial. What did I say to you? I said, keep it down for like 15 minutes. Why? So what are you waiting for? Come to hell. Fucking Christ. I know you guys are doing this on purpose. But... excuse the music in the background. I'm recording this in an elevator. I just needed to find a quiet place to do this. I promise you, when you come to visit hell, you're not gonna have to put up with the screaming and wailing of damned souls. We're gonna take care of that, I promise. So come to beautiful hell. Relax. Have a couple mojitos. Family packages start at $299. I just told everyone they were going to have to put up with this. How did you get here? Ridiculous.